Parents of autistic children have had to have patience in more ways than one, waiting to get state services, waiting for both cause and cure, and waiting to see if health insurers will cover the condition. 19 other states do. Last year, the state Senate passed a mandate. The Republican-controlled assembly went a different route, trying to funnel more state money into a backlog program that provides autism services. Now that scenario is replaying itself with a political shift. Democrats control both chambers now. Kim Hixon, a Whitewater Democrat, still expects opposition from insurance companies.
Sometimes when we really need the help, we have car accidents, our homes burned down, insurance companies are there to help us. But now they can step up to the plate and help us even more.
Critics say a mandate would drive up insurance costs for everyone. Governor Doyle says spreading the risk might only add a couple dollars to premiums of group plans. Intensive services under the proposal would be covered up to $60,000. Treatment after that would be set at $30,000. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.